USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the California gubernatorial recall is underway in the Golden State, a radicalized leftist threw an egg at Republican candidate Larry Elder and was being described as a racist attack by a white woman in a gorilla mask. Larry Elder later tweeted, quote, "The intolerant left will not stop us. We will recall Gavin Newsom. We will save California," end quote. President Biden is asking for resignations from multiple members of military academies' advisory boards who were appointed by former President Trump. Many of these people criticized Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Kellyanne Conway, a member of the U.S. Air Force Academy board, said, "I'm not resigning, but you should," referring to Mr. Biden. Hall of Fame boxer Oscar De La Hoya announced Wednesday that he was out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19.
"Hey guys, I'm out of the hospital. I was in there for 3 days. COVID hit me really hard. Thank you very much for all your well wishes."
USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
"May I help you?"
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Taliban in 2021. Dan Naraki reports.
Four former detainees at Guantanamo Bay are now major parts of the Taliban government in Afghanistan. Having four men who the U.S. had arrested for terrorism in positions of power in that country has many worried about the intentions of the new government. Senator Jody Ernst says that the Biden administration's quick withdrawal from the country led us to this place. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that the White House's strategy in dealing with the Taliban has been ludicrous.
"It is truly unbelievable that this administration has emboldened the Taliban to the point where now they are including four of those former Guantanamo detainees in their interim government. These are the prisoners that were exchanged for army deserter Bo Bergdahl, which happened during the Obama administration. This is ludicrous, Martha. I can't believe that we now see terrorists sitting at the helm of the Afghan government, all because of this hasty and haphazard withdrawal done by President Joe Biden."
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The new all-male Taliban government has issued one of their first decrees Wednesday. The Afghan government has put a ban on all protests, slogans, and demonstrations that do not have official approval of the government. The decree warns that people must get permission before any protest or face severe legal consequences. Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News gives his opinion that the Taliban does not respect weakness.
"The only thing these animals respect and understand is strength. And Joe Biden exudes nothing but weakness. Donald Trump exuded strength. So they knew he was not someone to be trifled with. They knew he was not someone to mess with. Donald Trump also had the brain power to actually negotiate like a real businessman, not a bureaucrat politician with no real world experience. The one place I have to be surprised about is Joe Biden is overperforming. I thought it would take him years to destroy America, and he's been able to do it in a mere few months. It's absolutely ridiculous. Every day, the clown show gets worse and worse. You're seeing now the State Department confirm, well, we're not really letting flights of American citizens get out of there because they want to make the world's largest airlift where they took out a lot of Afghanis, a lot of people on suspected terror lists, some convicted rapists out of Afghanistan, but they left the citizens of the United States behind. I guess they want to get credit for that, so they're not going to allow other people to do the job they should have been doing for the last 25 days because they're incompetent."
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.